And welcome to Season 9, Episode 46. Oh my gosh, who would have thought it? Although we had longer seasons. Anyway, I digress. My name is Crutch, and welcome to Swimming with the Fish. We are here once again, nearing the end of the year. So many holidays coming up in so little time. But I get to spend them with the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you, sir?
You know, I'm doing well. The sanctification of Stately Goon Manor continues.
I have not started yet. I'm holding my breath. I think next Friday. I'm sorry, Hurricane? This Friday.
Okay. Hurricane believes you can start anytime after Halloween.
There are people who started All Saints Day. Yeah, frightening.
She started at 1 a.m. on November 1st.
Yikes.
I woke up and there were little Santas all over the house. I looked at Showcat. Showcat looked at me. We shrugged and just went about our business.
There's a lady at my office who has storage cabinets in the office that have nothing in them but Halloween decorations and Christmas decorations. One day we had, you know, pictures of, Pennywise. And the following day we had pictures of Jack Frost and Kris Kringle.
Wow.
It's a little jarring. But
we're throwing hints about the exterior illumination of Stately Goon Manor, because yesterday a lighted wreath appeared, because I was going to do the outside lights yesterday afternoon. Instead, Showcat and I took a nap.
So the lighted wreath, what, just showed up of its own volition?
It appeared and was plugged in, and I helped. I mean, I really think I added to the festive holiday display.
What did you do?
I put my timer together and put it on and programmed it so it comes on at sunset and goes off at 1 a.m.
Look at you.
There you go.
Chief, I'm sure you've decorated your entire house for Christmas already.
No.
You could see his house from space if he put lights on every possible spot.
That would be awesome. I want to see the Chief's house from space.
If you're going to do that one year, we'll come down and help you.
I don't know how we would do it. I've never hung lights. There's a synthetic Christmas tree that has been in the same spot all year.
Makes it convenient, doesn't it? I mean, you don't have to decorate if it's there already.
So it is all Eastern Orthodox decorations, which are very similar to Catholic ones. Oh, okay. So I have nothing to do with it.
Being neither either Eastern Orthodox nor Catholic.
That is correct.
Yeah.
But we could bolt a gigantic menorah to the top of your house.
There is no technical top. There are spots where I would definitely allow it. But
I just had an idea. Let's go ahead with the idea that it looks like a menorah, but it's really AAA.
How's AAA?
Anti-aircraft guns.
Oh,
I was thinking you wanted to put SeaWiz up there.
That would be so cool. I don't know about it. What's it called on land? Thought it had a different name.
Phalanx.
Phalanx. There you go.
That's what it is when it's in the A-10.
There you go. How many menorahs? How many? Nine?
Eight, isn't it, Chief?
Yeah, how many?
It's eight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not nine.
It's eight? Okay, well, that's even. Okay, so eight of those things. You could take out just anybody coming by here.
And all you'd hear is, bump, and they're gone. Tanks, you could take tanks out with them, too. That's
only on this show could we weaponize a menorah.
Well, it holds nine candles.
Thank you. I thought so.
That's right. 8 days, and the ninth candle is the lighting candle, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure it has a different name, but
8 days, but nine candles. So,
love the math.
It's the shamash.
God bless you.
So how many candles total, Crutch? I know he's going to want to tell us anyway, so we might as well get him working on that.
It's nine candles.
No, you. So the first day you put in the shamash and one candle.
Mm-hmm.
Then a new shamash and two candles because you burn them all down every day, right, Chief?
Okay. Certain. Remember, are you talking old Jews and new Jews?
My pal, the only Jew I've seen with a menorah.
Is he old?
He's our age. Is that, are we old?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, old Jews. I'm going to smack you when I see you.
Do you make jokes about the Mossad and how they may be out to get you?
Yes.
Because today, another podcaster in Candace Owens has said that the country of France is out to kill her, and they like licensed the Mossad to do it. Something wild like that.
She really needs to stop eating those mushrooms.
So here's the problem. Every wild thing that she has said, things have come true. And it's much like the Alex Jones, who is then also another insane person. Mm-hmm. And yet, give it enough time, it turns out to be accurate. So, like, how on earth? How?
So they're out to get her, huh?
They're out to get her, apparently.
Yeah.
Did my sound level just change?
You got a little louder. I'm be very excited about the whole thing.
No. Showcat had knocked the main microphone out.
She's becoming less of a show cat and more of a I'm going to interfere with the show cat.
Show diva cat.
We call it bully. Okay, stop letting her bully you.
That's right. Bullying is not nice.
But she loves me.
You know, that's what most abused people say.
I'm her favorite human.
Stockholm.
And Hurricane is, and Hurricane Stockholm is her servant.
She only hits you from the subluxy. Yes.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Wow.
You guys are just jealous.
Show cat syndrome.
Yeah, I don't think I am jealous, actually.
No, not a bit.
I'm dealing with concern. I can no longer breathe normally in my own house.
What happened? Did they reduce the level of oxygen?
No, is the cat's been everywhere.
I've been
coughing maybe 6 months now.
Eesh.
The only time I am not coughing is when I'm out with the chickens or shopping.
Is this like a hint they're trying to force you to live in the chicken coop?
No.
Okay. Because I'll be down there in the New York second. Nobody does that to my friends.
And do what? Be a knife catcher?
Nobody puts Chief in the chicken coop? Is that
nobody work? Puts Chiefs in the chicken coop. That's right.
Not while you're around. Okay.
Yep.
I just see you running valiantly in and two knives in the chest. That's it. Fight's over.
Hmm. Thanks.
Dirk, Dirk, Goose.
I knew you were going to go there.
I was working on it from the second I said knife catcher.
Yeah. But the knife catcher.
How are we going to get to this? Still bitter that you wouldn't let me.
I saved your life.
How so?
Because she's crazy.
Yeah. We're going to talk via Zoom, right? So what's it like I was going to be in person?
But in order for you to talk to her on Zoom, you were going to talk to her in person first. And therein was the danger.
You think she might have dirked me?
Out of spite.
Just goes, no, get away from me, you cretin.
Something along those lines. Not that you've ever heard that before.
She seemed nice. I think the charisma would have worked. It makes sound crazy, Apple.
I've heard Lizzie Borden seemed like a nice person too. So
we talked about the crazy student at Taekwondo. The charisma was working on her. I just didn't know what it was.
You mean the one that was very enthusiastic?
The stalker. Yeah.
The stalker. Okay.
She who must not be named.
We do not name her. No.
We do not speak her name.
Never ever.
I had fun at class this week. We had a new student who's, I don't know, she must be 7, 8, maybe 9, third grade. And
You didn't beat her up, did you?
Oh, no. She could beat me up, though. She's going to be an outstanding martial artist. She's very enthusiastic, but the exercise that we were partners for was a self-defense exercise where one person like grabs your wrist and then you do you move your arm in a way to break the hold.
Okay.
Aikido stuff.
Yes. Yes. And of course, you know, when we stood across from each other to do this, there's a great difference in height.
Well, yeah, because she's 8 and you're a giant.
Exactly. So I knelt down and we did it from there.
Okay.
We did the exercise from there. But she couldn't get like her hand really around my wrist. So there was that.
Your meat paw.
And then you have to walk under the other person's arm to twist their wrist and break the hold.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I was kneeling, so I had to kind of shuffle in a very awkward way, which made my knees hurt for the rest of the weekend.
I was going to say, you'll rub dirt on your kneecaps.
They hurt anyway, but now they hurt extra special.
Oh,
extra good, sir. Thank you.
This sounds painful.
It does.
I'm just breaking down, man. The center does not hold and things break down.
It is so true.
Well, speaking of breaking things down.
Uh-oh.
I have a question for you.
Please.
Do you know the band The Bangles?
Yes.
All right. Do you know what they are famous for?
Walk Like an Egyptian.
That is one thing, but what actually got them recognized?
Well, they're an all-girl band, so that was kind of a novelty.
Like their first hit, you mean?
Yes, the hits that started their thing.
Oh, Manic Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Written by Prince. Okay.
So, and that was going to be the thing. Have you heard Prince's version?
No. How do you know he actually different. Done a version?
Yes. So that's what I heard. And I was like, okay, so this is how dumb I am. I thought that was Cyndi Lauper because obviously I don't know the bands of the 80s.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's Cyndi Lauper, but I know and I didn't even know she was saying Manic Monday. I thought she said Magic Monday.
No, Manic Monday, Wish It Was Sunday, That's My Fun Day.
Yeah, so you can imagine hearing that and then watching the Prince video, because apparently he wrote it 2 years prior and then gave it to them. That I think you guys can do it better.
And he was so right. He was just really good.
But the thing is, the lyrics to the song do not fit Prince saying them.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, no, I mean, there's... You can change the pronouns. I mean, there's a line of the, you know, you could say, you know, she tells me with her bedroom voice, come on, let's go make some noise. Or he tells me with his bedroom voice, let's go make some noise. You can do that kind of thing. That works fine.
You could do that.
Yeah. He didn't do that.
No.
He did he?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now that changes the song completely.
Because at 6 o'clock he was still kissing Valentino, and I was like, I'm hoping Valentino.
So when I sing it, I change it to Valentina.
Yeah. See. Yeah. But he didn't do that.
Ah. I see. I had thought he had written it for them, in which case, obviously, he wrote it, you know, with a female singer in mind, but you're telling me no. Hmm.
Yeah. So when he told them, and his, like you said, the bedroom voice nonsense, mm-hmm. that is, I'm like, it is Prince. So, I mean, that stuff was questionable anyway. But
it's very possible that he was on both sides of the baseball plane. Yeah.
Yep. Catcher and a pitcher. Well, hey, you said baseball. That was the only.
I was talking about switch hitting, but you went there. Okay. You know, euphemisms can be a lot of fun if you work them right, and sometimes they just don't work at all, and I should stop while I'm behind.
Well, especially when you have a non-native English speaker.
Yes, those are the best.
Do you have any experience with that, there, Chief? You know, non-native English speakers, like a whole houseful.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't swing that live cat without hitting one.
I don't need to. This cat is now such a diva, which is why, like, while the goon is complaining about what Showcat does. Apparently, Naomi, when you get home and she is upset that you haven't let her in, she will jump on the car while you're still in it. It causes my wife to freak out thinking she hit something.
Crazy Texas cat.
Yeah.
Does she wear a 10-gallon hat too?
No.
But no, she's probably got on Daisy Duke shorts.
No, she walks around naked.
God bless Texas.
God bless Texas. Naked cats and dogs everywhere.
Yeah. And they got Whataburger too.
Yep.
We don't have Whataburger.
We don't. I wish we did. Yeah. Although, do you know what we do have? You don't even know this yet. What? We're gonna make Chief a little jealous. God's Chicken has rolled out two new sandwiches. Well, it's the same sandwich, a smaller one for breakfast and a little bit bigger one for dinner and lunch. Mm. Mm. And it is a Southern classic, the chicken and waffle sandwich. Two maple-infused waffles with either a spicy or a regular chicken patty in the middle.
Wait a second. So Chick-fil-A made a McGriddle?
Yes.
Kinda.
That's what I was going to say.
Kinda.
But waffle is better than pancake because
I think so too.
Way too sweet, yeah.
But they're testing it between now and like the middle of January.
Where do we need to go?
In only two markets.
Where?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville?
Mm-hmm. Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Wait, what did you say?
Balmer.
Balmer.
Okay.
Balmer.
I'm sorry. Fun.
You being in that state should know better.
We should.
I'm not from this state. I'm from New England. Boston, God's own city.
So you're
from Connecticut.
I am from Connecticut.
You don't. Right now, New England's not looking too hot. You sure you want to?
Looking better than Minnesota.
Well, it's looking better than New York.
Well, New York has.
We're not setting the bar real high, guys.
Yeah.
And New York's got one of them socialists in charge.
No, they don't. He's a communist.
Until
he actually starts putting down policy and we see what happens, because if if it becomes Mandanistan and people start, you know, dressing in burkas and whatnot, then you'll know. But until then,
I want to see the New York City mounted police on camels. That's what I want to see.
I can't wait until the Wall Street bell is rung 5 times a day. Ooh.
No.
I don't think he does. I don't think he's a practicing Muslim, to tell the truth.
He was. What was he before this? He
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're either a practicing Muslim or you're an apostate.
No.
There's non-practicing Muslims?
They don't. You don't get to be apostate.
You just get dead. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. You cannot, from where his family's from, you do not get to leave. It is, they have mafia rules.
Ooh, La Cosa Nostra.
It's just like the Hotel California. You check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
I like that song.
Yeah, so do I.
Lots of people have left.
Oh, yeah. Mandanistan. I like that.
I still want to see the New York cops on camels.
It's always weird when I see camels down here. And there's a lot of them, apparently.
Just because the climate supports it?
I don't know.
If you were going to raise, like, if you were going to have a camel farm, what would you raise the camels for?
I don't know any reason for any of the stuff that I see half the time down here. You know.
Okay, well, that's fair.
I was going to say the toes, but I'm not going to go there.
Oh, family reading.
Thank you.
We've talked about this.
I know.
Your mom listens to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Now you're going to have to explain that joke to her.
No, I am not.
I can feel the disappointing email already.
I know, really. For those of you who don't know Little Inside Baseball, usually after my mother, our number one fan, listens to the show, we have a small critique. Usually something along the lines of, Crutch needs to talk less, and I feel bad for the chief and the goon. So let's see, it is 8:37, show will be done at 10, email will be around, I don't know, about 9:30 tomorrow morning, guys. There you go.
Yep. I think you summarized the general letter format
every
well.
Single one.
I'm so
disappointed in my son, Chief Goon. I feel bad.
So glad you're not bitter, Crutch.
Welcome to my life.
If you haven't learned yet, whose fault really is it?
Hey, you know, old dogs and new tricks.
We haven't called you a racist in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm getting a little nervous.
No, you've been doing better.
Uh-huh.
It's not perfect, but better.
Nobody's perfect. Only one person was perfect, and I'm not him.
Yeah, and he got nailed to a tree.
Ouch.
Ouch. Too soon?
It'll never not be too soon.
Is that like the Alderaan fist bump?
It's an Alderaan fist bump.
Yeah, when you fist bump and you pull your fist back and open it up, you say, Alderaan, too soon?
That's funny and wrong all at the same time.
It's just... Right now, Darth Gator is writing a letter.
Oh.
Cannot believe those guys.
So that's two letters. Don't forget, it's podcast at swimmingwiththe.fish.
Right.
And we do read them all. We may not respond. We may hang our heads in shame, but we do read them all.
Generally, we laugh uproariously.
Yeah.
Your letters brighten our day, so keep them coming. Oh, hey, speaking of which, I didn't share this with Crutch, but I got a comment from a new listener this week. One of the people that goes to the same... Bible study class that I go to started listening to the show and wanted me to compliment the chief On a segment that you did, I don't think it was last week. I think it was the week before, but I'm not entirely sure because I'm not caught up yet on my listening. The segment that you did describing how paying for Siberian Express's broken arm was cheaper than going through insurance. She said that was very helpful to her, and she'd love to hear more things like that.
About people asking me why I did that to my wife and me having to explain that she did it to herself. And then
Eastern European wisdom. There you go.
Yeah, no, it was more the how, look at that, paying cash got you a better deal than the insurance companies. It's rigged, dude.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. So here's the thing that I have learned. Okay, have you heard of GoodRx?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a website.
Right. Yep. And you know how you put that in and it will give you discounts on medications?
It sure does. Yes. Does a wonderful job.
Right.
Used it a few times.
Like if you, and here's another thing that you can use AI for. You can actually see ahead of time what things are going to do. Now, what do you need insurance for? Long drawn out things like chemotherapy, pregnancies, things where you're going to be in the hospital for a while and it's multiple stages. Mm-hmm. But if it's
the amount of therapy I'm going to need in my life.
If it is for small things, it is easier because hospitals are always open while general practitioners are not. Mm-hmm. And unless you are wealthy enough to have the concierge doctors, which, you know, some people do.
Mm.
If you look and you were to pay $7,000 for x-rays and getting an arm set and getting plates in your arm versus $3,000 and mm-hmm. paying cash and the only difference is you pay up front,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, okay. And you have to think about it. You're paying monthly and then you have to pay a deductible mm-hmm. versus I'm going to just pay you straight cash and then the payments are done. I don't have to continue to pay for insurance just in case something happens.
I like
it. If it weren't for the mandatory facts of having to have, you know, car insurance, mm-hmm. I have never needed to use it. And even when I was in accidents, I didn't need to use it.
Because you never caused the accident.
I never caused the accident.
Well, you know, I've seen that in person in my own life. When my daughter was going to school in Charleston, she had a little mishap at a light where she and the car next to her bumped outside mirrors.
Oh, not the mirrors.
Yes. Causing the pylons on the mirrors to detach from each car.
Oopsies.
And we pulled over and discussed the whole thing like reasonable human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the man in the other car, after I took the time, his wife kept like backing into the street. And I'm like, wow, ma'am, I used to be a fireman. Could you come over here and stand in the median? You're just worrying me. I don't want you to take a step backwards and get hit by a cement truck.
Right.
And I said, look, we have two options here. We can call our insurance companies and we'll both probably have to pay for the repairs anyway.
Right.
Because it'll be below our deductible.
Sure. It always is.
We can go to Advanced Auto or your favorite auto parts website
mm-hmm.
and get new mirrors for about $50 each
mm-hmm.
and put them on. It's very easy. He had a car similar to mine and go our separate ways and go happy. As long as no one's hurt, is everybody okay in your car? Because he had a little baby in a car seat. And mm-hmm. I mean, we weren't going 5-6 miles an hour. Probably.
Right.
Because it was at a stoplight. It was pulling up to a stoplight, and right before you stopped, and they misjudged each other.
Right.
And he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, "You have a very good rest of the day, sir." And we drove away. And that's exactly what we did, and it cost me under $100.
So, wait, who was driving?
Goonchild.
And on the other side?
The man of the couple.
All right. So you probably saw, and this is this is another thing why I'm just glad that I currently do not have a car.
You don't?
Because one son took the Honda, the other son took the Prius, the wife has the Mitsubishi, and the niece has the Yaris. And that left zero cars for me. So
what you're saying is we need a GoFundMe.
Unless he's gonna tie the chickens to a little red wagon and get into town that way.
I would pay to see that. I would pay.
If they were strong enough to do that, I still wouldn't use them for that.
No, it makes the eggs tough.
Well, knowing them, they would go face first into a car just to take it out.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that
chickens are dumb.
The rooster hates me.
Yeah, on purpose? I mean, what did you do to the rooster?
I took his hands away.
You think he did something about it to the rooster? Couldn't it be the other way around? What do you automatically assume?
Well, I
think it's going to be accident. Why?
Why?
I want you to tell me why. Come on. Search your soul. You know the answer. Say it.
Because.
Say it.
I'm racist.
Okay. Glad we got it. You got that out of the way. All right.
And so it's this.
Chief and I still haven't called you racist in a couple of weeks.
Well, none of that has changed
any bearing on the universe.
Yeah. This rooster, as I came in, was pecking at my feet.
Hmm.
And the roosters have sharp, painful beaks, while the hens do not. So, like, the hens, it was, like, almost 90 degrees, so I was wearing short sleeves. Mm-hmm. And the hens were pecking at the hair on my arm. This is not food. But, again, their thing is just annoying. When he does it, skin is removed, and because he does it with malice as well. So I ran after him, and like all of those foul creatures, it's about 40 seconds before they just give up and want to die. So 40 seconds, and then he stopped running, and I grabbed him, and he starts squawking. And as soon as he starts, everyone starts squawking. But then I just, you know, put him in the Fleece Johnson position, which was the prison booty warrior, where his head is to the ground, and he's, you know, basically he's arching his back up in a I surrender kind of thing. And then I yell at him in English, which I'm sure he understands. And then I let him go. And when you do that, that they stay in that position until, like, you move away, and then they start doing stuff again. But
you froze them in place.
I don't get what it, you're just showing dominance. Like, you're not going to bully me. And after that, it's funny because the other rooster, the good one, when the solar door does not open, and I have to go over there and open it, which I don't know until I'm going there to feed them, and I noticed the door still closed. Mm-hmm. Whenever I do that, the good rooster, the first thing he does, he runs out of the coop, and he goes and he kicks the door of the other rooster and flaps his wings. And that is a consistent thing. Mm-hmm. So one day I'm going to just take a picture, because he just runs out there and he's like, you know, "What's up, rooster? You still over there and you got no hose, right?"
Aww. That's mean.
And sometimes he will mount the hint in front of him. And I was like, this is personal at this point. He was like, why would you do that?
Check this out, buddy.
Yeah, so it makes the other rooster even more upset. But since he's a jerk, I don't care. Someone was supposed to take him. That person never showed up. I gave away 4 of the other roosters. So I don't know what happened to them, but it is not my problem. And it is seriously cut down on the amount of food I have to get. Which, did you know that you can just dump a pile of your scraps in the middle of a run and they will evenly spread it out for you?
What conscientious eaters your chickens are.
Yeah, once again, this is the level of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
They will not eat their own poop, but they will poop on their food. So they will, because they go up to the top and they'll scratch it down and look for stuff that they want to eat. But like rats, I guess, they just poop whenever they feel like it. Mm-hmm. So as soon as the top hen, the mother hen or the rooster, has pooped on the food, then they all start looking around. Like, well, now what do we do?
Trying to poop on the food, I guess.
And no, there's no trying not to. They go wherever they feel like. They will poop in the water and then stop drinking the water. And then they run to you like, help, we have been poisoned by us, you know.
But we have no long-term memory, so we don't remember doing it.
Yeah, it's someone has poisoned us.
It's like, who pooped in the water here? I don't know.
The ops. Okay, that's it's ridiculous. But once again, there is one hen that I saved from all the roosters constantly going after her.
Mm.
She when I go feed the hens, she will stay by my side and she will wait for me to hand feed her.
Wow.
And now it's getting annoying.
Good job domestication there.
Yeah, well, there are diapers that you can put on them. And then the chicken could run around the house.
Chicken diapers?
Yeah, there are chicken diapers. And the only problem is... What's that?
We need to invest in that company.
Good band name. Chicken diapers.
Horrible wrestling name.
Yeah, not so good for wrestling.
Yeah.
Well...
Just saying.
I think we left the Chief speechless. Oh, goodness.
We do, boys.
Where
we'll find that at
this show go?
Well, you know, I mean, it is the week of Thanksgiving, so.
Yes, I'm very thankful that the shows are on Monday, because they see all the holiday to recuperate until the next show.
Well, have you seen...
It takes you that long to recharge?
I give this show my all, and then I'm just spent.
Well, I mean, you did have a rough day today.
So, without going into too many technophobic details, the
you know you will.
I know. So they're rolling out Windows 11 because you know it's only just come out and all. but they goofed up about 2 weeks ago. The Windows 11 virtual desktops, and they basically said, well, we've screwed things up so badly, we're going to have to start moving people onto an entirely new profile
system.
Right.
Yeah.
So lucky me, I got moved, and they only moved about half my profile. So so luckily, my bookmarks in my web browser still work, and most of my files are there, but I lost a lot of settings for my development environment, which I kind of sort of got working today, but it's been a pain in the lower abdominal region. So, yeah. But
I don't know why you're complaining. Mine's working fine.
I'm sorry?
I said, I don't know why you're complaining. My Windows 11's working fine.
You were complaining as much as I was today.
Well, no, I was complaining because the system that manages our personal certs isn't working for me. And you pointed out that that's what's keeping me from switching to the new to the new profile system. So I immediately canceled my ticket to fix the PKI system.
Because they would have fixed you in the veterinary sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I don't need it to work good like crutches. That's I'm right. fine.
Because crutches fixed.
Yeah. Never mind. Nothing wrong here. Move along.
Yeah. Crutch is singing tenor in the choir now. It's just so bad. It is just really, it's horrible. But I mean, the best part, of course, was the fact that the we've had a breakthrough at work. And by a breakthrough, I mean the roof.
I was speaking, folks, I was speaking with Crutch via our online telephone system.
And I just found a new headset and I was testing it out. And the new mic works really good, doesn't it? Good.
It's terrific. It sounded like giant spiders were coming through the roof at his office.
Yes. Well, as it turns out, it was actually metal drill bits. To the tune of 40, I counted them, 40 holes in the ceiling. I'm on the top floor of a building. We have 40 holes that now shine all the way out to the sky.
So they're fixing the roof by drilling holes in it?
Yes. And do you know what it's going to do tomorrow, Goon?
It's going to rain, yeah.
It sure is, buddy.
Explain the logic underlying this process.
Low bidder.
Yeah, okay, I can accept that. Yeah.
So, if you recall, this is the third thing.
What do you mean?
You had what did I warn you about? When I was auditory hallucinating.
Okay, these are not auditory hallucinations unless it's mass hallucination. No. Everybody office.
No, he's predicting the future.
Yeah. When I was warning you, when you said, hey, I have water, then I was like, hey, be careful, because when this next thing comes, you don't want to be there. And it sounds like you don't want to be there now.
No. Tomorrow is not going to be a fun day. It's going to be the definition of unfun. Because I'm pretty sure I'm already going to be wearing a rain jacket to get into the building. I'm just going to have to wear it all day.
Just bring an umbrella. And when the inevitable
I'm
going to
dress
starts.
Up like Gordon's friggin' fisherman. Ready to do my job, sir.
I think it is time for you to
retire.
Yes.
Don't say that loud. My boss listens to the show.
Okay.
He will admonish you.
Let him do it.
He can. Well, maybe we can get him to do it in person.
Yeah, come at me as bro. Okay, so.
Wow, challenge accepted. Dun dun dun.
Yes, I mean,
now a cage match.
Well, I mean, while I understand the great value you bring.
Oh, thank you.
On and off the contract.
Uh-huh.
We have to think about your longevity. And that is more important.
Well, and considering my general nature with the things celestial, all those extra holes in the roof just make it easier for the lightning to strike.
Yeah, so.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, I no longer have the protection of a building that's thoroughly grounded.
Fate should no longer tempt you because
there's bitter. So,
how the heck did he end up a pile of smoldering of a lightning strike right through the window, like through the holes?
Yeah. Seriously, why are they drilling holes in the building again to fix
the
roof?
They're fixing the roof. Yes.
Oh, okay.
That'll fix it.
Yeah, it's no
the good. Roof. The roof. It's holy now. It's actually biblical. It's so holy.
I'm telling you.
Oh my goodness.
It's time for you to go.
You can't make this stuff up. That's the thing. You cannot make this stuff up.
Yeah.
The bad is going to happen. Now I'm convinced.
Something really like bad, bad?
Yeah. If
Was this like the seventh sign? Did I read the Bible wrong? Was it something about a four-story building with holes in the roof?
It's one of the scrolls.
It's one of the scrolls.
These are the predictions. And I didn't realize what I was hearing, but now that I know what I was hearing was the actual future, you need to not be there. I don't know when. So I'm just going to say when the bad things happen, don't be there.
All right. So first thing I need to do is I need to get over to my church and I need to have my chainmail blessed.
Yes. And then you need to somehow bring that into the office.
Well, as long as they don't check me and I, keep my jacket on, who's going to notice other than the
I mean, if you don't have to go, you don't have to go through the metal detector, you should be okay.
Oh, shoot. I do.
Do you go through every day?
Yeah.
Why? They don't make us.
Because it's built into the turnstile, or didn't you know?
No, they have a metal detector off to the side.
Well, there's some sort of detector.
Yeah, there's a radiation detector.
Well, I plan not to be glowing.
I know. Well, when I went for my nuclear stress test a couple years ago.
I always planned that. You never know where it goes from, but.
When I went for my nuclear stress test a couple of years ago and went back to work and walked through, they were like, hey, come over here. You got a note?
Yes, G-sharp.
By any chance, were you just for a nuclear stress test? And I'm like, what? You guys can't tell the difference between plutonium and technetium?
Technetium?
They go, yeah, we can. We just want to hear you say it. You got a note?
I got your note right here.
Is there a reason they were all talking like 40s gangsters?
It's just more dramatic that way.
Oh. You're taking a little literary license, were you?
Not just a little.
Right. It's not every day that the goon glows.
It's not.
I mean, he does in his own way, but not with a Geiger counter.
This was a brief 48-hour period. You might say it was Goon's one brief shining moment.
Oh.
You're welcome.
I feel better already, just knowing.
Yeah, like you feel after a high colonic.
So you would say at work, with all the things going on, you've run out of Fs?
Oh, I have absolutely no Fs left. Yeah. I have searched for them high and low, far and wide, in and out, up and down, strange and charmed, no Fs.
Anything thankful for this year, since it is the Thanksgiving week?
I am very thankful that once a week I get onto this little technology thingy here we do, and I get to vent my spleen. Oh, wait, I don't have one anymore. Okay, anyway. vented it completely away, apparently.
Impressive.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a weight loss program you don't want. How much does a spleen weigh? I don't know. That's going to be a question now, right? Everybody, this is on next week's test. How much does a spleen weigh?
Because I don't think...
No?
You are not allowed to administer tests.
I'm not allowed to administer tests.
You were given a test and you never completed it.
Which
I should say you were given an assignment.
Oh, well, yeah. I was get in line. Okay, so it turns out an enlarged one can weigh as much as a kilogram. Whew, that's a big spleen. Normally, 230 grams. There you go. Do you need that in imperial measurements?
The emperor does not rule us over here.
Okay. No kings, no emperors.
Right. I don't know. See, so I have told my family members, and now I shall tell you.
Oh, hey, half a pound.
I think that when this happened, that whole No Kings thing, it was actually a One Punch reference. There's an
One Punch
anime. Yes. There's a character.
It's like you look.
Yes.
It's, and you know it's his, just so ridiculous.
Exactly.
Boom, one. That's it. He's done.
And his best video game friend is known as King.
Oh. Now, does he look like the president?
Not really.
Okay.
But they may have the same ability. So what's King's ability?
Oh, I don't know King. I just know One Punch. I've never met King.
Well, how far? Okay. Then you have
really early. I saw him like the first couple of episodes where he was just joining the academy.
Ah, okay. Well, King is like number 9 of the top 10.
Wow.
Strongest. And the funny thing is that he has no power. He is just incredibly lucky all the time.
Wow.
So you know in the beginning all the monsters that Saitama beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't take credit for it. King was hiding in the corner when the Hero Association came to see who beat him. King was just there. Hence why he became an S-rank hero.
Got it.
And King just doesn't do anything. He walks around. And one of the best things, this will explain, and I'll wrap this in a nice little bow for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character called Atomic Samurai, and he was showing how with a sword he could slice up an apple into like tiny little cubes. And then he said, King, since you are considered the strongest man alive, I would like to see what you do. So King doesn't know what to do. He knows that he has no powers. He picks up the sword. He is unable to unsheath it, so he just puts it down and walks away. Now, everyone is like, man, he didn't even do anything. But Atomic Samurai is looking at the apple going like, he was so fast. The apple doesn't know he's being cut. And he's like, I have to train harder because I can't even do that.
Oh, my God.
So how does this relate to Trump? Trump's doing things like when he said the previous administration was spying on me, or no to Epstein, yes to Epstein, no to Epstein, okay, release Epstein.
Uh-huh.
He is doing things, and by sheer what seems to be luck, it works out in his favor
every time.
He does have a four leaf clover like stenciled on his head or somewhere. I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it's once again, even getting shot at, somehow, with all the preparation and everything, he just happens to turn at the exact time, like stars aligning, everything happens.
Divine intervention.
And the fact that it keeps happening is why I think he has the superpower of King. So when they said no kings, this is... It all made sense.
It all made sense.
There you go.
Okay. But remember, there will be a test next week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Thursday is, in fact, Thanksgiving. Be thankful for everyone in your life. Make sure that they stay in your life, unless you want them out of your life. Very deep. Anyway, that just didn't come out right. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving to one and all. Thanksgiving to Chief. Happy Thanksgiving to Goon. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I will be working the Friday after Thanksgiving because I have negative 81 hours of leave. And I'll probably be in there all by myself, but that's okay. In the meantime, please, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Crutches F-Stop. You may have run out of F's, but Crutches F-Stop is having a holiday sale. Can't find any more F's to give? The F-Stop is having a 2-for-1 sale now through Cyber Monday. Each order comes with an autographed photo of Crutch suitable for display. Well, sort of. And the Contact Shop. Know another language? Have trouble with idioms? Euphemisms confuse you? The chief can help sort you out, fix you up, and set you straight. Butter my biscuit, that's a good deal. Prices on request, negotiations optional. This won't cost you an arm and a leg. And a public service announcement. John McCain is still valiantly trying to remain dead. 2,650 days and still counting. You're welcome and happy Thanksgiving from Swimming with the Fish. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.